'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear.
Tears flowed as thousands of people turned out for a memorial service for a Ventura County Sheriff's Sergeant killed in the Borderline Bar and Grill mass shooting last week. Sergeant Ron Helos was one of the first law enforcement officers to reach the scene of the Borderline Bar and Grill attack November 7th. He was fatally wounded when he went through the front door after the gunman. 12 people died in the attack. Destiny Malibu calls him a hero, saying because he distracted the shooter, her sister Desiree and others had a chance to scramble to safety.
If he wouldn't have jumped in at the time he did, we may have lost a lot more people in our community.
He was a hero, no doubt.
Yes.
Fellow Ventura County Sheriff's Officer Jacob Howell.
We're trained, active shooter situation. We put our body in between civilians and the suspect, and that's our job. He did exactly what he was taught to do, and he made all of us very proud. I can't even tell you how proud I am. And our agency as a whole, we're extremely, extremely proud of him. He did the right thing.
Family members, friends, and pastors talked about the veteran law enforcement officer who was preparing to retire next year after 3 decades in law enforcement.
You may not have known Ron personally, but each of you knew him. Ron was one we all counted on to protect us.
Ventura County Sheriff Bill Ayoub.
He sincerely believed that in sharing information he had learned through experience, he could help others achieve success and stay safe. He was a sergeant's sergeant.
Fellow Ventura County Sheriff Sergeant Eric Bouchot says Helos did just about everything you can do in the department.
He was on the SWAT team. He spent time as an investigator here in Thousand Oaks. He was a narcotics investigator for a period of time, a firearms instructor, defensive tactics instructor. I mean, he pretty much checked all the boxes throughout his career.
Bouchot says what's made it especially hard for those with the law enforcement agency is the fact they haven't had a chance to grieve. Less than 24 hours after the shooting happened, the agency found itself facing a second crisis, the Hill and Woolsey brush fires.
We really haven't had a chance to stop and do that. So today is that day where we can honor Ron and pay tribute to him. Today we're paying tribute to a hero, but we also have to remember there's 11 other people who lost their lives in the Borderline, and many lives changed forever, and it's going to have a lasting impact on this community.
Pastor Charlie Mahoney spoke on behalf of the family.
He was a husband, father, family member in a large Christian family. Ron loved talking to and being with people. He enjoyed helping others.
Mahoney had a special message to the late officer from the officer's wife, Karen.
I'm so proud of you and the kind of person you were. I will miss you and your hugs and our life together. Rest now, sweetie. Save a place up there for me, and I will see you again.
Calvary Community Church Pastor Steve Day.
Their official first date was on this date today, I think 31 years ago, November 15th, 1987. Ron proposed on September 3rd, 1988. They were in the old Charlie Brown's restaurant, which is now the Borderline. How ironic.
In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.